Justin, Winston-Salem had the opportunity to have a five-star hotelier come into town, and Dennis Quaintance has decided against converting the historic R.J. Reynolds building in downtown Winston-Salem. Why did he step away from that project?
It really comes down to numbers. And for Dennis Quaintance, who really looks closely at lots and lots of different numbers, they just didn't add up to make this project sustainable. Really came down to what was the business community going to be willing to pay on a night-by-night basis to make a luxury hotel work in this community, and they fell short.
So this is a really old building. Are you telling me that the conversion wasn't the crux of the problem?
So this was going to be a $50 million project, a $50 million renovation. You've got a 1929 building, 22 stories. Dennis Quaintance was not going to use all that space to turn it into a hotel. He's probably going to use maybe half of it or two-thirds of it, anywhere from 100 to 180 rooms. The costs of construction and renovation were doable, and they were doable for a couple of reasons. One is that Reynolds was going to make this building available to Dennis Quaintance at a very, very reasonable price. So that was one. They also left this building in really great shape. It had been stripped out. The asbestos was removed. There wasn't any sort of ground-up stuff that had to happen that gets very costly on the front end. And the third thing is it qualified for just about every historic tax credit possible because it is such a famous historic building. All those things really weighed in favor of the construction, the renovation, the upfit costs coming in on budget.
So it all comes down to not being able to fill the hotel with customers.
You know, hoteliers don't actually think about filling the building. They need a certain occupancy rate. And that occupancy rate really falls somewhere between 50 and 60% over a year. But then it really is a matter of how much are you getting per night. And that's where this community falls short, this community being Winston-Salem. Has the misfortune of really not having any really nice hotels, expensive hotels. So the business community is accustomed to paying less than $100 a night for a hotel. For Dennis Quaintance to make the renovation of the RJR building work as a luxury hotel, he was going to need closer to $200 a night. That's what he needed. That was the break point for him. And even with the corporate commitment that he got here, it wasn't going to be enough where he could get that number and count on it over a long period of time.
How can the culture be so different between Greensboro and Winston-Salem?
It's such a good question because when you look at Greensboro, Dennis Quaintance has not one but two luxury hotels there. His price points are above $200 a night. Both of those hotels, the O. Henry and the Proximity, are enormously successful. And they're two of the finest hotels in the state of North Carolina, if not the Southeast. And the business community in Greensboro and the broader triad uses those hotels all the time. And his occupancy there is probably between 50 and 60%. It's almost like they're used to it. It's established in Greensboro that there's a higher price point there and the corporate community pays for it. The budgeting is different in Winston-Salem. And when you look at BB&T, you know, IMG College or Wake Forest or Baptist, they're not budgeting as much for their hotel stays and their business travel. And so they couldn't meet the number that Dennis Quaintance needed to make his budget work as an operation, not just as a renovation.
Well, it seems like it's a real loss to not have someone like Quaintance come in and turn this particular building in. I mean, it was a precursor to the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
It sounds like there was a lot of really interesting features inside.
Absolutely. Dennis Quaintance, I think, is probably most disappointed and not being able to do this particular building at this time. It's one of the most historic buildings in the state, and he loved all those Art Deco elements, everything that made that such an interesting, famous structure. He would have loved to have brought that back to life again. And so in that regard, the community really is losing out on not having someone of Dennis Quaintance's caliber come in and turn that into something really special.
Well, now that he's bowed out of the race, I understand that there are still some others who are interested in the building. Do you have any idea who these new players might be?
You know, I really don't. This is a building that's been on the market for 4 or 5 years. Reynolds has been trying to sell that building to someone who would come in and convert it for office space. The universities in town have looked at it. The nonprofits have looked at it. The economic development community has looked at it. It's really big and really costly to do something with. It is a famous building, and so they're going to continue to get a lot of looks, but it's really hard to predict who might be able to come in and spend the money necessary to make a renovation there work.
Ultimately, it would be nice to see that building come back to life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.